Caress the Stress. A self-help guide to 100 plus ways to reduce stress. Written by Lauren Carney. Narrated by Natalie Luckin. Copyright 2023. All rights reserved. Dedication. To those who are trying their best to live a good life, keep trying new things, live new experiences, and be kind to yourself. We are resilient. Acknowledgement. I would like to start by thanking my family. Thank you, Mom, for being my role model of determination. Because of you, I knew it was possible to achieve great things if we put in the time, effort, and passion. Thank you, Dad, for always supporting me and encouraging me to keep doing great things. Thank you, Kyler and Hannah, for being there for me when I need someone to talk to and for being my best friends. I only hope I can inspire you to fulfill your life dreams. Dear love of my life, my partner, Daniel, every day you let me know how amazed you are with my work, and it fills me with joy and excitement every time that I get to share this with you. Thank you for believing in me, my goals, and my dreams. A special thanks to friends and family who have taken the initiative to read over my book and add corrections and thoughts to my first draft. You all gave me the courage to publish my book. Lastly, thank you to everyone on my editing and publishing team for making this dream a reality by bringing forth the best version of my book. Introduction. My background. I am sure you did not buy this book to read about my life, but here I am, giving you a rundown of how I am even remotely qualified to share stress-relieving techniques with the world. For starters, I am a fellow stressor. I am diagnosed with anxiety and depression and stress a lot, over everything, or at least I used to. During high school, I knew I wanted to pursue psychology in college. This was majorly because I was curious to find out what was going on with and in my own brain. Now that I have graduated from university with honors and a double major in psychology and theater, my next step is to get a master's in drama therapy. Needless to say, I have developed a passion for the field of mental health and artistic healing methods. Now that I have a decent understanding of my own emotions and mental health, I want to enlighten others with techniques that have helped me as well. For years, I would experience panic attacks about the most trivial of things that, to me at the time, seemed impactful. Now, I developed into someone who is able to take a step back, analyze the situation, and come up with a logical response. Of course, I haven't perfected this, and sometimes I am unable to make observations right away. But once I allow myself to feel the emotions, then only am I able to truly understand the situation with clarity. I started my journey in the field of mental health with the hope of helping others realize they aren't broken, but instead, they need to adapt to their daily life to cope with their mental health. Society has rather harsh expectations of humanity, the need to work at 100% all the time, in fear of worthlessness. That one must expend themselves for others, or that there's a specific timeline in life to achieve milestones. Well, let me tell you that in reality, these are all destructive mindsets, instilled in us to benefit the systems. Experience as a counselor. In my experience, I've come across countless number of unique cases. Each individual presents their own perspective on themselves, others, and the world around them. Every event in one's life influences how they process the present day. With that being said, not one approach or technique will work in the same way for everyone. Often, all people need to acknowledge is that their way of doing or coping is valid. Small efforts and achievements are as valid as the big ones. We often
Sample complete. Ready to continue?